This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The Manitoba government has announced a new plan to end chronic homelessness by moving an estimated 700 Manitobans living in encampments into housing. Starting in February, the City of Winnipeg and sector partners will work with a designated encampment over a 30-day timeline to transition them to move-in-ready housing. Minister of Housing, Addictions, and Homelessness Bernadette Smith explains that the approach meets people where they are at, with their transition supported by a new navigation center.
We'll go and meet with folks in an encampment and work with them for 30 days. So it's not about just going into an encampment and saying, hey, you have to clear this encampment out today and be out. It's about, you know, building relationships, helping them to understand what their options are. And, you know, a lot of these folks didn't have the option of housing before.
The Navigation Center will provide people with indoor accommodations while their needs are assessed. As part of the 30-day transition, caseworkers and nonprofit organizations will provide wraparound supports, including mental health and addiction support. She says this is part of a triage plan that will be implemented to provide tailored support for individuals transitioning from encampments to housing.
Well, they'll have case managers that will be working with each individual, and they'll be, you know, working on whatever it is, like they'll evaluate. So there's going to be a triage system put in place. And basically, you know, they'll meet with the person and go and figure out what it is exactly what they need and then base it on that. So somebody might just need stable housing with a little bit of support. And another might need, you know, stable housing, but need to get some supports to get their kids back.
Dubbed the One Manitoba Approach, the plan will coordinate efforts of community organizations and municipal governments led by Minister Smith and a new position, the Premier's Senior Advisor on Ending Chronic Homelessness. In this new role, Minister Bernadette says Tessa Blakey-Whitecloud will coordinate with different provincial departments and nonprofit organizations, Indigenous governments, municipalities, and the private sector to fill any gaps in the system.
We're working on system gaps. So if a child leaves the child's welfare system, they have to leave one system to get into another system. So we're working, that's part of what Tessa Whitecloud Blakey's job is to work on those system gaps. Or if someone leaves, let's say, incarceration, they have to leave fully incarceration to get into another system. So there's another gap. So, and often that leads into homelessness. So really working on how do we support those folks.
Once an encampment is cleared, the site will be cleaned, decommissioned, and monitored to prevent new encampments. The process will then begin again with another encampment. In the coming months, the province aims to house over 100 people living in unsheltered conditions. However, a press release from the Right to Housing Coalition says if the province is to address chronic homelessness, it needs to invest more in social housing. Shauna McKinnon, a university professor and member of the Right to Housing Coalition, says Manitoba needs at least 10,000 social housing units to address and prevent homelessness, and advocates for 1,000 new units annually.
We probably need more than that, but I mean, that would begin to address the need. We're not going to address the issue of housing for low-income households, and particularly this population of low-income unhoused folks, if we don't expand the supply of social housing.
As part of the 2024 budget, $116 million was invested in constructing 350 new housing units and renovating 3,000 existing units. Although permanent housing supports are preferred, Minister Smith says alternative accommodations can also be arranged based on individual preferences, such as staying with a family member or friend, returning to a home community, or exploring other suitable options. To open up spaces in social and public housing, the plan includes a framework for the government to assist tenants who are ready to move out of Manitoba housing by connecting them with rent subsidies and private rental options. The government hasn't said how much financial help it would provide Manitoba housing tenants or the maximum monthly rent. In Winnipeg, the demand for apartments is high. The vacancy rate of apartments is 1.7%, with the average cost of a two-bedroom apartment over $1,500. McKinnon says the Right to Housing Coalition is unsure how this will be implemented.
They have said in the strategy that the other part of this is that they're going to be moving people out of existing units and providing them with I guess, a subsidy so that they can go find somewhere in the private sector. I mean, there's no housing in the private sector for low-income folks that's decent housing. So we know that. We're disrupting people's lives. Like, it's just not so simple to say, okay, you can't live here anymore because we're going to move somebody else in and you have to go find another place to live. I mean, that's just cruel.
In addition to the immediate 30-day rehousing initiative, the Department of Housing, Addictions, and Homelessness developed a framework stating that by 2031, any Manitoban who becomes unsheltered will be rehoused within weeks of becoming homeless.
And we need to ensure that those supports are there, those housing units are there to support them, but also that they have the supports to stay successfully housed. So we have to make sure that we're investing in the tenant service coordinators, that we have, you know, the proper supports in terms of, you know, those that are needing mental health, addictions, getting them the proper supports, primary health care, for instance. 20% of our Manitoba housing is being dedicated to wraparound services.
This strategy includes creating a housing first program in Manitoba housing, recruiting, training, and retaining frontline staff, addressing gaps that lead youth and vulnerable people into homelessness. And after the Winnipeg encampments are decommissioned, a province-wide encampment plan will be implemented to help people in other municipalities find housing. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.